USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is suing Idaho over the state's abortion law. Attorney General Merrick Garland telling reporters the law doesn't allow exceptions in cases where a woman's health is in jeopardy. The Senate Republican leader is taking more shots at the big Democratic economic package.
The Inflation Reduction Act won't reduce inflation any more than the American Rescue Plan actually rescued America.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell saying it would trigger job-killing tax hikes during a recession. He again called it a reckless taxing and spending spree. Voters are going to the polls in five states to decide matchups for the fall election and other key issues. In Kansas, they're voting on a pro-life bill known as Amendment 2 that affirms that Kansas's state constitution doesn't provide a right to abortion. USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A new law in Louisiana hopes to keep high school sports fair.
Men identifying as women and boys identifying as girls can no longer participate in women's sports in the state of Louisiana. Fairness in Women's Sports Act is now in effect. The legislation first became law June 6 without Governor John Bel Edwards' signature, who had previously vetoed similar legislation back in 2021. Its success this time is due to an overwhelming majority support, with 72 in favor and only 21 opposed, making it veto-proof. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
With inflation rising, so is Americans' credit card debt. A report from the Fed Reserve Bank of New York found credit card debt surging from April through June. The report saying Americans are borrowing more and more, and a big part of increased borrowing is attributable to higher prices. Voters are heading to the polls in Arizona, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, and Washington. USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi touched down in Taiwan on Tuesday despite warnings from China. Appearing on Fox News, Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says he doesn't expect China to react beyond military exercises.
And I compliment Pelosi for stopping in Taiwan, and I also say to China or any other country, you can't tell Americans, members of Congress, where we can travel or not travel as long as we're welcome wherever we want to go.
Speaker Pelosi is the highest-ranking American official to visit Taiwan in 25 years. Rescue efforts continue in southern Kentucky following devastating floods. In Pike County, Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear says it's really hard to estimate how many people are still missing.
Kentucky State Police has done over 1,000 checks. One post reported all but four people.
More than three dozen people have died. Governor Beshear noting that high heat is expected and urges people to visit cooling centers. Ongoing rain has challenged rescue and cleanup efforts. The trial of a North Texas man accused of killing his daughters in a suspected 2008 honor killing is starting. Dallas County prosecutors telling jurors that Yasir Saeed wanted to control his daughters and was mad they were dating American boys. If convicted, he'll get life in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.